Did signs as a marketing strategy for real estate wholesalers, investors. I want to talk about how effective is it, still effective. Let's talk about that really quick. Hey, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, we're talking about bandit signs as a marketing strategy for real estate wholesalers, investors. I want to talk about how effective is it, still effective. Let's talk about that really quickly. You know, got this question that came in and I wanted to address it and then give you, is it dead? Is bandit signs dead? Are there alternatives to bandit signs? And if there are alternatives, or why, you know? And if they're dead, why? You know, so let's talk about that today. I personally, I made a couple of $100,000 from bandit signs. With that being said, I think it's okay, just less than 1 minute into this video, tell you that I absolutely do not encourage using bandit signs any longer. And there are a few reasons for that. I'm going to talk about that right now. But before we get into that, let's look at, first of all, what's bandit signs? There was real estate wholesaling. Real estate wholesaling is the heart and the science of finding deeply discounted properties using mass marketing, okay? Deeply discounted properties with the S. Using mass marketing, meaning this is not about talking to one-on-one, your friends and family. You have to be marketing like a professional marketer, right? And then locking them under contract and then selling that contract for a fee. And that fee is usually lucrative, okay? Go anywhere from $1,000 to $82,000, at least from my personal experience. That's my highest. There are people out there doing $150,000, $200,000fee for finding a discounted property. So anything is possible, right? So with that being said, what is bandit signs? So if you've ever been driving around, especially in the urban, the hood area, right? And you see a sign that says, we buy houses on a yellow corrugated thing on a pole, on an electric pole or power pole or something like that. Usually sometimes, you see them in a very disgusting manner on the tree, you know, like people actually nail these things to the tree. These things, when you see them, you know in your heart that it's littering the neighborhood, right? But people put them up because there's a hope that someday they can make $10,000, like I said, $1,000, $10,000, $82,000, $25,000, $30,000, which is my average, right? On a closed deal, right? So that's bandit signs. That thing, that yellow thing that says we buy houses on the side of the street, right? That's bandit signs. So the idea is people put them out there, we buy houses, people call, and then you go pick up the house at a discount. Hopefully you can flip the contract for a fee, all right? So that's what that is. So there's this question that came in and it says, so I was out grinding the other night, putting out signs in my market, bandit signs, right? I receive a phone call at 8:30 in the morning. I'll jump up to answer it out of my sleep, thinking this may be a lead. Turns out it was the president of a neighborhood I had put up marketing in. She was very upset about me putting up signs in the neighborhood and removed them. She removed them, I guess. I apologized for her inconvenience and said I would no longer market in that neighborhood due to no soliciting in that neighborhood. But yeah, she got me woke me out of my deep sleep, thinking I had a lead. All right, so here we go. It's not the first time I would hear this. And to be frank, for a long time, I would tell that similar story, and majority of people, when they're buying into this business for the first time, when you tell them that bandit signs is dead, when you tell them that knocking on doors is completely ridiculous, when you tell them that driving for dollars is absolutely not worth their time, especially if they live in America. They frown at it and they kind of get upset with you because honestly, they already bought into the hope that this may be the way they're going to set themselves free. So I completely understand it. And especially every now and then, a guru will put on a testimonial, or somebody will just close their first deal, a second deal from Driving for Dollars or Bandit Science. And it's still happening, you know, every now and then. Driving for Dollars, the problem is that people don't realize how many people actually tried it before they found that one testimonial, that second testimonial. How many people actually try? How many people are actually closing deals? How many signs do you see in the neighborhood? How many deals are actually closing, right? So when you really look at the math, you start to look at it and say, okay, what are the chances that I can close a deal from this? As opposed to learning the skills of marketing in the time that you live in, and then literally making your chance of closing deals 100%, as opposed to 1 out of 1,000, which is basically the math. When you do the math, how many people watched that video? How many testimonials got on the video saying they closed a deal from Driving for Dollars or Bandit Signs or anything like that? So, but today specifically, we're talking about Bandit Signs. You know, I think Bandit Signs still works, you know. I just don't think it's worth the kind of headache that it comes with, okay? First of all, you're doing something illegal. When you think about it from a standpoint of you're violating the code, the code of the city, you know, there's no city on earth that wants you to put signs on their poles and litter everywhere. Like, you know, everybody wake up one day and then there's signs, yellow signs all over the place. There's no city enforcement law agency that will look at that and say, kudos, thank you for helping us save our neighborhood. It doesn't work that way. Usually what happens is they're pissed off. Sometimes they ignore you if there are too many of it. If it's like literally ghetto hood, they kind of ignore you because there are other issues like crime and stuff like that they have to worry or worry about, you know. But if they, once in a while, when they have time for you, they call you, like this lady just called us person, like, listen, you're littering the neighborhood. And he's lucky, actually. The call that I got was actually somebody telling me, like, if you don't take that down in the next 24 hours, you're getting a $1,500 ticket. That was the call I got. It was right here in Linden, New Jersey. Okay, so am I trying to scare you? Actually, quite the opposite. You know, I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to tell you that you can elevate yourself, you can step up your game in this business and actually learn how to market. Okay. And what do I mean by learning how to market? Your audience are hanging out online. This is just a digital era. It's that simple. Your audience is hanging out online, and there are today skill sets, simple skill sets, a lot more cheaper, a lot more, that will give you a better quality of a lifestyle that you can learn and build this business without having to worry about looking over your shoulder. Maybe the cop or the law enforcement agencies of the city is gonna call you without having you worry about that kind of craziness. For me personally, and I think you probably want to relate with this, it's not my idea of a lifestyle of freedom and business to be looking over my shoulder and worrying about the law enforcement agency of the city calling me. And you may say, hey, just cover your track, you know, use a Google voice number. You know, you hear people that are trying to justify it, say all kind of stuff. Cover your track, use a Google voice number. But then if you're going to cover your track so much, how do you expect leads to get to you or a potential deal to get to you? Somehow, some way, they have to get to you, right? They have to expect them. They're going to be able to call you, leave a message, leave a voicemail on a 24-hour message. And like this gentleman said, she probably left a message acting like she's a buyer or acting like she's a seller because she knows what you want. And that has actually happened before to me too. It's happened to me twice. The second time, the guy actually left a message like he has a property to sell. See, I have no choice than to call that number back and say, hey, how may I help you? Like, listen, you just hear, listen, you left signs all over my city. The next time you leave signs all over my city, I'm sending you a ticket. Okay. How would they send you a ticket? Well, they can track any numbers. You're in America, especially if you're in America, they can track any numbers to you. They will track your business. They will subpoena whatever they need to do if they really want to get you. But never mind. Let's say they're not going to get you. Let's say you figure out a way that they're not going to get you. Is that your idea of building a business with lifestyle, freedom, a business that you can be proud of, that you can share the tips, share the knowledge with your children or your brother, that you can build a big empire out of, you can build a whole team out of. Is that your idea? I'm guessing that's not the idea. So I'm gonna recommend for you right now, learn how to market, learn internet marketing, learn digital marketing, learn how to bring in money, cash flow, learn how to do passive income, learn how to build a whole business, learn how to build a list, okay? Learn how to monetize that list. Learn how to build a business right from the comfort of your home, the legal way, because I guarantee you, if you follow my lead, it's actually the cheapest way to really build this business, all right? So that's all I have for you on this video. Subscribe to this channel, share this video, like this video. I have about 700 plus videos on this channel that you can learn how to do this. You know, in addition to that, you should go download this book. It's called Smart Real Estate Wholesaling, and you can find it at smartrealestatewholesaling.com. And if you go there right now, I'll give you an additional book, which is my newest book. It's called Real Estate Money Secrets. All right. If you go there right now, you can grab it, a free download. If you like it in paperback like this, also available, also in audiobook as well, or Kindle, whatever format you like it in, you can actually get it from there. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. I'll see you on the next one, and peace.